The Reds taking on the Brewers. Second inning, scoreless game, two men on. Luis Castillo facing Stephen Vogt. Watch this.
One ball, one strike, and the pitch. Hit in the air to right field and hit well. Schebler back at the warning track at the wall. It is caught up against the fence. Tagging and coming in to score is Shaw as Scott Schebler with highway robbery of that ball in right. And the pitch. Jeanette hits one to right. Backing up Perez. Still back. It is off the top of the fence and gone. But was thrown out at second. Pitch to Shaw. Driven center field. Hamilton back at the track. We are tied. Holding. Now here's the pitch. Runner goes. A check swing. He went. Throw to second. Not nearly in time. Hamilton swipes second. Nothing and two. The pitch. Runner takes off. It's a check swing. He didn't go. And Hamilton swipes third. And the pitch. Swinging a bouncer, hit towards third. Shaw dives, he's got it, bobbles, and he doesn't have a play. Hamilton scores, and the Reds take a 4-3 lead. The set, here's the pitch. Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down to second base. They've got Arcia in a rundown, and Jeanette tags him out before VR can score, and the game is over. The Brewers tried to pull a double steal, and Orlando Arcia did not stay in the rundown long enough.
Raisel Iglesias hangs on to get his 14th save as the Reds take it 4-3. Adam Duvall, two hits and two RBIs, including his 18th homer. Billy Hamilton with two steals. He's tied for the Major League lead with 33. Brewers starter Chase Anderson had to leave the game after striking out in the second inning because of an oblique injury. The Brewers come up short against the Reds. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
It's a left oblique strain. It's going to be a DL stint for sure. And then probably no more when we get back to Milwaukee and Dr. Rosh takes a look at him. But it's, he's going to go on the DL.
On the swing, I assume?
Yeah. Last pitch. On the strikeout. Yeah.
The starting pitching has been a real asset for you guys for a couple of months now, and he's kind of been your best guy, but big... just a big blow.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, anytime you lose one of your five starters, you know, it's a big blow. And, you know, we're probably going to lose him for, you know, a pretty good bit of time here. So, yeah, and a guy who's certainly pitching, you know, very, very well. And we'll have to cover in his absence. It's going to be difficult.
Craig, that last play of the game, is that called from the bench?
Yeah, that was a play, and, you know, it actually... Orlando's got to stop. The play is that Orlando stops. And it worked for me. It was going to work. And Orlando just didn't stop in time. And then they got a tag.
What did you think of just how the guys responded? I mean, it's tough when you lose Chase early.
Yeah, I mean, the first inning, I mean, this, what happens is, you know, in the top of the second, I think, you know, Stevie hits a ball. It looks like a three-run homer, and it's not. And then Chase goes down at the end of that inning. So that was certainly a tough inning. And I thought, you know, those guys did a great job. I mean, Paulo was, you know, he gave us three innings on, you know, after he thrown 40 pitches on Sunday, he threw 60 pitches tonight. So got us, you know, back. You know, he kept us in the game. And then the other guys, you know, Josh did a tremendous job, and as did Drake. We went with Corey. Corey was going to pitch today, and obviously going into that inning, we're down 3-2. You know, it didn't make sense to me to get them, Corey and Jacob, both going in that inning. You know, to wait for see what the score was. The top of their order's up. I was really comfortable with Corey pitching that inning, no matter what. So, it's kind of a unique situation, obviously, but you know, just that's how it worked.
Well, so that wasn't trying to. Relax closer use. You weren't responding necessarily to the tie. He was going to pitch that inning.
No, Corey was going to pitch that inning. We had kind of scheduled Corey to pitch an inning today no matter what. He's been off 5 days. And then we looked, well, what if we tie? You know, we tied with two outs. There's no reason to get somebody else up. So he's hot, ready to go. And they're facing the top of the order. You know, Votto's coming up and Scooter's up. So two guys swinging the bat well for them. So it made sense to me that, you know, it was going to be a little different tonight, but it was logical.
Yeah, it was just kind of Hamilton to a T, wasn't it, there, drawing the walk and then stealing.
And that wasn't, you know, certainly, you know, that's kind of the at bat of the inning, probably. It's just, it wasn't so much the stolen base, it was the, you know, the walk out of some trouble.
Yeah. And Vogt had three hard hit balls, although
he had no luck tonight for sure. He swung the bat. He swung the bat really well tonight. It was good to see.
Since you already know it's going to be a long time out for Chase, do you know who will take that spot? Would it be Josh?
No, I couldn't tell you. I mean, we're going to need, you know, to cover some innings in the bullpen. That's kind of the priority right now. That'll be the priority for the next couple of days.
One more?
Do you, I mean, for that, do you anticipate having to bring someone in just to get through the next couple of days after?
Well, tonight? If Chase is going to the DL, we certainly have, you know, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Chase Anderson had to leave the game in the second inning with a left oblique injury. He talked to the media after.
Yeah, I felt good going in the game. Arm felt great, like it has all year. Get on the mound, get through the first inning at 8 pitches. Like, okay, this is going to be a good out and get up there. And the guy's throwing hard. Got a base hit before me. Arcia did. It's like, okay, I'm trying to get a pitch to hit. And got 2-0. Got a take, signed 2-0. Got a strike. There was a fastball there. I see it good. And one swing at it. I swing at it and literally just feel like someone just stabbed me in the left side. Not a good feeling. And then the next swing, obviously, I just tried to fight it off and try to do something with it, but not much I could do when you have that feel on your side. So, unfortunate. I feel bad for the guys in the bullpen having to, you know, tax those guys when they shouldn't have pitched today. You know, it's an unfortunate situation. And, you know, I know these things are very, very touchy-feely, so I got to really figure out what to do to make sure when I come back, I'm 100%.
So was it on that second to last swing and not the final swing?
It was the first one, Then the second one just kind of, you know, couldn't really do much there. The first one was the one that really made it. It felt like it just grabbed.
Mm-hmm. You referenced this, but obliques are not a – this is not a 10-day situation. This is going to be an extended situation.
It's you know, it takes time. Those are just injuries you can't really pinpoint a time schedule. It could be a month, it could be 2 months, hopefully nothing longer than that. You know, obviously I hate sitting out and I don't want to be on the DL. I want to pitch, throwing the ball well lately. So, you know, it's just unfortunate for our rotation and for our team. You know, I feel like I'm giving the team a chance to win, you know, doing my part. So not a fun situation to be in, but take the positives from it, get better from it, you know, continue to kind of use my mind and visualize pitches so I can stay sharp best I can and, you know, go from there.
Have you ever had an oblique before?
First time I've had this. Yeah. Never really had. I've had a couple arm things in the past, but nothing oblique-wise and body-wise. So this is something new for me, new territory, and learn how to navigate it for sure.
How tough is it just, you know, how well you've been pitching and you know, you've put in all the work during the season to maintain the success that you've had?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest part, is because, you know, giving the team a chance to win every time out. I feel like I have four good pitches to throw at hitters. You know, you feel pretty confident on the mound. You got all those weapons, so. It's very unfortunate, very, very frustrating in that part, but knowing that I can hopefully pick up where I left off when I get back is, you know, it's reassuring. And like I said, the last 3 years in the big leagues, this year has been, I've actually made some pretty positive steps, and, you know, DJ's been a big part of that, and a lot of guys have, so it's unfortunate for the whole team.
You're the third starting pitcher to go down to kind of a fluky thing this year. It's kind of a unnerving trend, isn't it, if that's how you want to say it?
It's weird. Yeah. You know, it's just weird. One of those things that come out of nowhere. I mean, I take care of my body as good as anybody does in the weight room and running and conditioning, and then, man, this thing happens. So I don't know what to attribute it to, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's already fueling talk of, you know, DH in the National League. This is not the right time to ask you this, probably, but
yeah,
what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think each year I've gotten better as a hitter. Obviously, I could be better at bunting. I enjoy the hitting part of the game, so I'm not in favor of the DH. I mean, obviously, this things like this happen, and I know it's a business, and, you know, they want to keep your guys safe, and they're paying guys lots of money, so I understand that part, too. But I enjoy hitting, so I hope we continue to have a pitcher sitting in the National League.
Up next, the Brewers trying to avoid the sweep on Thursday as they send Jimmy Nelson to the Hill.